So, Steve-O, is the Green Party of Canada left-wing or right-wing? That's today's question.
Yes.
So that didn't answer any of those questions.
Well, so this is a difficult question because it's hard to say that the Green Party is any one thing. Now, you might get a different answer if you ask a Green supporter. Mm-hmm. But from the outside, the Greens seem like a very loose collection of political ideals, mostly centered around an enduring commitment to protecting our environment.
Yeah, and that gets back to what we talked about in our first episode about what a political party is. And they've named themselves the Green Party because they are in support of the green environment.
Exactly. Now, the thing is, there's certainly more than that as well, but it's difficult to say what that more exactly is. Hmm. They are seen as fiscally conservative, but in a way that comes across as radically interventionist at times into business and corporate affairs. They're committed to progressive social values, but in a seemingly small government way. And there's an intense respect for science, while at the same time, an unhealthy amount of fear-based pseudoscience in their platform. And so they're made up often of these conflicting sorts of ideas that clash and come together in the Green Party.
Wow. Okay. So would we call them like a center party then, because they have so many different ideals? Or would you have to go candidate by candidate?
I think going candidate by candidate makes a lot more sense because, and this has to do with the fact that it's still a small niche party. It might be that it's growing into broader support, but that's something that we're going to see certainly over time and through elections, and time will tell. But as it stands, the Greens are a party that collects anyone who's willing to join them, which makes their ideals and values somewhat murky. Plus, they also have a commitment to open and honest debate between its members, which allows them to say any number of things which become part of the broader green umbrella.
Hmm. Wow, so it's hard to say, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, and this is exactly the kind of problem that faces all parties that are trying to grow from their initial ideal into a full-fledged national party. And with Elizabeth May as both the body and face of the Greens, they have gained more focus than ever, and it's an interesting question of whether May and the Greens can actually be said to having a bigger effect on democracy than their 4 or 5 percentage points of the vote would show. Mm-hmm. Because it seems like the thing that the Greens do best is raise important questions. And if that's true, then they're more of a reactionary party responding to the policies and ideas of other parties. And so in that way, can we even say that they neatly fit into a division of left, center, or right wing?
Yeah, and does whether they're a left, center, or right wing party matter at all when they are such a reactionary party, as you said?
And I would argue that it doesn't matter both for them or for their supporters, because the point of the Green Party is to be rooted in the values that its individual candidates and its individual members hold really strongly. And while those touch upon this environmental aspect, they also touch on a variety of different issues, like the women's rights and environmental issues are certainly a part of that, but how that affects economic issues, mm-hmm. Poverty, the Senate, responsible government, all kinds of different things. But the party itself opening its doors to so many members means that they have people who sit on the left, people who sit on the right, and people who sit on the center, who all are happy to call themselves green and sit beside these other members, despite their position on the political spectrum.
Wow. So I guess whether you're on the left or you're on the right, the grass is always the Green Party on the other side.
Oh.